Okay, welcome back. Hour number two. We're going to flip our hours two and three around tonight. We had a little conflict, so we're moving David Oates up an hour. Thank you, David, for being here a little bit early. How are you? How was your holiday?
Oh, doing very well, Jeff. Yeah, nice vacation. Actually, I'm still on vacation. Family Christmas dinner.
So, take another day off next week.
Okay, I will.
New Year's, two weekends in a row.
Absolutely. Yes, I intend to do that, actually. Don't start back at work till my January the 2nd, so there you go.
Very good for you. All right.
Time off.
See, I can't take time off. If I take time off, we wouldn't all be together every night, so.
Well, I know, yeah. Well, of course, your radio show is your life, isn't it? I mean, that's that
25 years next June.
Is it really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Gee whiz.
Hard to believe.
That's a long time. Yeah, well, shows love and dedication, and I've always admired your persistency and tenacity and always delivering. It's you're always there through thick and thin. You've always been there, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. I'm honored to be able to have the trust and opportunity to do so, and I feel like every night when I'm with everyone, and a lot of folks out there all around the world, it's like being with family for me. So that's good.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, you've been watching this. Go ahead, David. What?
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm honored to be part of the family.
Well, you are indeed. And we go way back. Jeez.
Go back to when my kids were just young little tots.
Yes. Yep. Those were the days.
Yeah, they certainly were. Yes, they were. Anyway.
All right, David. Now, you've been watching this this madness that passes for government over here, and it still doesn't look encouraging.
Yes.
The story that I noticed yesterday, Roger Stone. Roger, I don't know. He's been on here before, but he seems to be close to Trump. And he says he has evidence that Trump's cabinet is scheming and has the data to make an effort to try to have him removed on the basis of competency from the office of president. Whether this happens, I don't know. There are a lot of ways to get rid of people, but I still think they want Pence in there. Pence is a little bit devious. He'll do what he's told. I never liked him, and I think many of you listening remember back the day that Trump announced that Pence was his selection. Well, it wasn't his selection at all. He was told who to pick. On the air, suggested that he immediately drop Pence from the ticket and get somebody reasonable. But nobody listens to me. So anyway, all right. What do you have on the table tonight? Reverse speech.
Well, we've got some current stuff, and we've got a couple of oldies. So a bit of a mix and match tonight. I want to start off with the reversal that I was just going through some of the oldies over the last hour or so,
mm-hmm.
and I found one on Hillary that I just had to laugh my head off. So I'm gonna play it forwards for you.
Good.
So here we go. Oops. Play failed. Well, wouldn't you know it? Hang on, got to close the software out and open it back up again.
You know, some of the so-called oldies, reverse speech, they're timeless. They're absolutely astounding, and people with our lives being so busy now don't remember many of these things. So I always encourage David to, by all means, play some of the oldies, the classics, because they are timeless and they're wonderful to hear. Extraordinary.
Okay. So here's this one on Hillary. Let's run it forwards.
Take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back, because here they come again. We're going to have to just ride through this, as we have so many of these other false accusations.
Okay, talking about false accusations, obviously a clip taken from a larger doco or something, audio.
Something odd, yeah.
And she says, I have never lied in my head. Sorry, I've never lied in my head.
I have never lied in my head.
Wow.
I have never lied in my head.
That is funny.
I have never lied in my head.
That's
hilarious.
That's pathological, isn't it? That's her believing her own lies.
She actually believes her lies. That she actually believes that lying is okay. It's who she is. It's what she does. And that's fine.
Right. Yeah.
She may not even know what a lie is anymore, David.
I've never lied in my head.
It's instant contextual morality for her. Whatever the context calls for is morally right and correct. Yeah. So therefore, she does no wrong. She doesn't lie. Wow.
Yeah, I know. And here she is. And here she is talking about losing to Trump.
The enormous impact of the Russian theft of emails, the release of them by WikiLeaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a blame game. And she says, Hillary the slimy. You hear that?
Hillary the slimy. Yes.
Yeah.
Too funny. Now, remember, for all our listeners, it's all the syllables are there, all right? There's nothing missing. It's all there.
Yep. And here she is again talking about losing to Trump.
President Trump has said that he will run again.
Yeah, he's already been starting to collect money.
And he could win again, couldn't he?
Well, we don't know. We have no way of knowing that.
And here she says, they won. It's obviously...
They won.
It bugs her, I am sure.
But it'll bug her until the next life. She wants to run again. I recently saw top 15 Democrat potentials. She wasn't in the list. These people are missing something big. Unless she is taken down and put on trial, she will run again. No question. Yeah. Not in my mind.
Don't know whether she's going to be put on trial or not. She's got so much power. I think
she would have been by now, David, if it were going to happen. They have so many markers on people, the Clintons. It's crazy.
I know. Here she is talking about never lying in her head. Here she is saying, talking forwards. The reversal is entitled, Hillary says Bill's sexual misconduct was in the past. Okay, so here's the forwards.
That we must stand against this kind of, action that is so sexist and misogynistic.
Okay, the whole context is Bill's sexual misconduct was in the past. And she says, and it disgusts him worse.
And it disgusts him worse.
Huh. And it disgusts him worse.
Is she talking about?
And it disgusts him worse.
Sexual misconduct.
What is it about Bill Clinton that gets disgusted by sexual depravity? I don't understand the context of that statement. That's an odd one. And it disgusts him worse. I would think it would be, and it disgusts him less.
Well, it could be like the addict. You know, they hate their addiction. They're disgusted by who they are.
And they'll defend it. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But they still continue doing it anyway, So it's part of that addiction cycle, isn't it? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And someone just messaged me, Hillary is deluding herself. So there you go.
Well, it's not anything new. She believes in the moment, again, whatever the context of the conversation situation happened to be, that's what she'll answer to. She'll say the best thing that suits her and helps promote her. That's what she does. And you hear that woman's voice, and it is full of confidence, which is psychopathic confidence, but it's there.
And over the last couple of years, since we've been following the election campaign, her reversals have been full of her lies and deceit.
Yes,
and
conniving
and scheming. And, I get accused of bias all the time. We got a couple of emails this week. Some people go and go, oh, reversal. They say your bias is obvious. And I'm thinking, all I do is document what we find, present what we find. And if someone is lying, you're going to find that they're lying.
Well, of course.
Dishonest, you're going to find that they're dishonest,
Right.
So, we're presented both, with Trump, we're presented both congruent and incongruent reversals on Trump,
Well, reverse speech charted and displayed his almost near reversal of the inner self that was presenting to our subconscious minds during the campaign. His inner self was saying, totally congruently with his conscious self, that he cared. He was an American patriot. He was going to bring our troops home. He was going to begin to build the infrastructure, blah, blah, blah. When he's elected, 180-degree reverse, total reverse, completely exposed by all the weird, bizarre reversals that you came up with. They were not only incongruent, they were weird.
That was insane. Something was going on with the man. However, the last show, we had a couple of congruent ones on
it. Well, he was back out on the trail, remember, talking to the people.
That's right. So, like, here are a couple of the congruent ones. So, here he is talking to the people, and this is in Pensacola.
Hispanic unemployment is the lowest ever recorded. Any Hispanics here? Any Hispanics? Any Hispanics?
And here he says, and I've seen it.
And I've seen it.
Nice and clear.
And I've seen it.
Yeah, that's.
And I've seen it.
That's a nice congruent reversal. And here we have one that appears to be incongruent. Here's the Ford.
We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interest.
Okay, now here he is in an official, probably reading an official prepared script, I would say, because he says backwards, I made it up.
I mean it.
Okay.
Yeah, sure does.
So very incongruent. Okay. So, and you actually noticed that he seemed to be incongruent when he's following the official line.
Correct.
But when he's on his rally, being him, then
right.
he is
right.
congruent.
Yep.
And here we have another incongruent reversal, talking about chain immigration. Whatever. What's chain immigration?
Chain migration.
Never heard the term.
It's somebody gets over here. They gain residential status in the U.S. Chain migration allows for their family to come here and join them. It's called chain migration.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I know the policy. I hadn't heard the term.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So here's the Fords.
That makes sense for a modern economy. Selecting new arrivals based on their ability to support themselves financially.
And here he says, he deliver in the shit.
He deliver in the ship.
He deliver in the ship.
A little bit unclear.
He deliver in the ship.
In other words, he's being dishonest, disingenuous.
Right.
Dishonest and disingenuous. Okay.
Do you hear at the very end, David, a T or a P as in Paul? Ship.
Let's play it again.
He delivered in the ship.
Oh!
He delivered in the ship. He delivered in the ship.
I think you're right. I think it's a P.
I think and he's talking about migrants coming here by ship, perhaps.
He deliver
in the ship. I don't. It's a little odd, but I think that is ship. I don't know what the context would be. It's migrants.
That would make a congruent reversal then.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I pull my students up for that, and now it's in one of my reversals. Wow. All right. Okay. All right, so what else we got on Trump? Here we have, this is a bit of a faint one, but it's actually quite clear.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
He's talking about the New York truck attack, and under the speech he says, America, we don't forgive. Right there. You hear that one?
I sure do.
So that's Trump in his war mode, okay? We don't forgive. You know, they will be tried and prosecuted to the nth degree.
Right.
Is how
Well, that's the Trump from the campaign days, too. A solid American patriot to the wall. He's always there. So, interesting.
Now, here we have a bit of a scary couple of scary reversals. Here we have Trump at his speech to the UN.
The Marshall Plan was built on the noble idea that the whole world is safer when nations are strong, independent, and free.
He says, I face a world war.
I face a world war.
I face a world war.
Okay.
I face a world war.
I face a world war. And here he's talking to America.
This is the message I delivered in my address to the United Nations.
Oh!
I told the leaders in that hall that just like I expect, and we all understand this, and they finally understand it because there was a great misunderstanding, that just like I expect them to put the needs of their countries first, I will always put the needs of our country first.
Now, this is actually a very interesting reversal because I didn't realize the forwards of this was him commenting on his speech at the UN.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which played his speech in the UN where he says, I face a world war.
Right.
Now he's talking about his speech in the UN, and he says, nuke, see a war.
Nuke, see a war.
You got that?
Nuke, see a war.
Yes, I do, and that goes hand in hand with what you have always been able to demonstrate, that at least in Trump's mind, if a decision hasn't been made to go to war with North Korea, it's awfully damn close. And
oh, yeah. It's so close. We've been sitting on the brink for 6 months now.
Right.
I don't know what's going to push him and push him over.
Well, we had that top Marine general in Europe talking to the troops saying, you better get ready. There's going to be a what do you call it, a big-ass war here pretty soon. And he's talking about Europe, which means you have to look at NATO, which has tripled the number of troops and armor and other military assets on the Russian border in the last year or two. So they're trying to provoke Putin and Russia into some kind of a conflict there. And this Marine general, I believe, kind of said it all when he said, you better get ready for a big-ass war. And he wasn't talking about North Korea.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, here's one on North Korea. I'll chase that one up. Yeah, I don't know. I'm all ready. I got my food storage, my emergency provisions, and I'm ready to hit the road if I have to.
Yeah, here's that story. I'll just read a little bit to you. It's from Newsweek. Marines stationed in Norway should be prepared for a big-ass fight with a foreign adversary, perhaps Russia. So said a four-star general during a Christmas visit. I hope I'm wrong, but there's a war coming, said General Robert Neller, four stars, who currently serves as the 37th Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps. He told Marines in that Christmas message in Trondheim, Norway, you're in a fight here, an informational fight, a political fight, by your presence. Neller stressed that Russia is among the main threats that the Marines face. And that's why he said, you better get ready. You're in for a fight here. It's a very unusual thing to telegraph policy to where it shows up in the media like this. I don't know exactly. Maybe he's just talking. You never know. He's not a diplomat, but he is a Marine, and they don't lie to their own, usually. But there you go.
Wow. Okay, all right. Here's McMaster's talking about North Korea. Just got one in North Korea. I'll have to chase this other one up. I know my lady in Canada's listening now. I'm sure she'll put it on her to-do list, everything we just talked about. Here's the next one.
Without some significant new actions in the form of much more severe sanctions.
And here he simply says he's suicidal.
He's suicidal.
Talk back. I guess he's talking about Kim Jong.
Right.
Or Im, whatever they call him.
Kim Jong Un.
Un. Okay.
Yeah, that's a typical McMaster statement.
Yep. All right. Here we have, it just says Graham talking about Russian hacks.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
All right. Okay, here we go.
There is no doubt in my mind that the Russians hacked into political systems throughout the United States.
Here he says, and I need virus.
Then I need virus.
Quite clear.
Then I need virus.
Oh, he's got to be talking about computer viruses to fight the evil Russians.
That's exactly how I read the reversal. Yep, you heard it the same way I heard it. Okay, all right. And then we've got another one.
If you do believe it, what are we going to do about it? Because Obama has been so weak in the eyes of the Russians that that's what's led to all of this mess, and you don't want to follow weakness with more weakness.
And he says, Sam, presumably wrote to Uncle Sam, Sam said the law.
Sam said the law.
That's clear, too.
Sam said the law. Sam said the law.
Yeah, just, you know, attack them back and hear the virus. This is an interesting one.
I think the FBI and the CIA have made an incredibly detailed case about Russia's involvement in our election.
The ICE and I paid.
The ICE and I paid.
The ICE and I paid.
What would that mean?
The ICE and I paid.
What on earth would that mean? What a strange reversal.
I can't figure that one. No, I don't know.
I have no idea.
He's not saying eyes, he's saying ice.
Yeah, the ice and yes. I paid. Play it again.
The ice and I paid.
The ice and I paid.
I don't know.
Is that paid, P-A-I-D?
It's written down as paid, but I actually heard pay it when I just played it. So let's run it again.
The ice and I paid.
The ice and I paid.
Pay it.
It could be paid. Yeah.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah. Huh. It's ICE is a drug, isn't it? A street name for a drug or something?
ICE is our immigration enforcement arm.
Oh, right. Yes, of course.
Well, we'll see. All right. Hold on a second, David. We'll pause and come right back with David John Oates and more reverse speech newsmakers for you in just a couple minutes. Speech with David Oates. All right, David, onward.
Okay, what will we look at now? Did Graham? Someone suggested during the break that ice might be diamonds. I don't know, blood diamonds.
Could be. And then the idea of shipment is another thing. Shipping, shipment. I don't know. The subconscious works in strange ways.
It certainly does. I see it draw some really interesting, sometimes bizarre associations sometimes. Here's an activist talking against pedophilia.
And what breaks my heart is I go online and people are backing this shit. There are people backing this shit. There are people saying I'm so comfortable that we are acknowledged now that I can come out and claim my attraction for young children. I will fuck you up.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know that language on the forwards. Backwards, she says, my ass will be heard.
My ass will be heard.
No, we done heard it, didn't we?
Yeah, we certainly did hear it.
My ass will be heard.
Yeah, she certainly got a point across quite clearly, didn't
interesting
she?
Colloquialism.
Yeah, it's interesting. Wow. Here we have Ashton Kutcher talking about child trafficking.
We were the last line of defense, an actor and his foundation were the potential last line of defense. That's my day job, and I'm sticking to it.
And he says, and I've seen it.
No, I've seen it.
No, I've seen it.
Yeah.
No, I've seen it.
That means what, David? He was a victim?
He's seen the, the tragedy of child trafficking, you know.
Well, it may be he's talking about pedophilia as well. Hollywood is full of that, as you know.
Oh, yes, I know. Some of the latest things that have come out are really quite amazing. All right, okay, let's move on down. Here's a funny one on Jeff Sessions I found when I was looking through some of the old examples. Just talking about good people don't smoke marijuana. That's the forwards.
Good people don't smoke marijuana. Which of these people would say are not good people?
Well, let me explain how that occurred.
All right,
can I explain?
Quickly.
And he says, kind of helps to stay mellow.
Kind of helps to stay mellow.
Yeah.
His name, I love you.
So he's actually condemning it backwards, but kind of condemning it forwards, but almost seeming to endorse it backwards, which is interesting. I don't know why he would be doing that. But,
I don't know.
Posing its virtues in reverse.
I don't know. Maybe he's a closet pot smoker.
Maybe he is. All right, here's Luis Elizondo. He's the guy...
That's the one I mentioned to you. So you got something on him.
Oh, yeah. I always follow up on your request.
No, thank you. Yeah, tell him who Elizondo is.
Well, you have a better idea than I do.
Well, Elizondo ran the secret Pentagon program to identify UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, as potential threats. UFOs, and this made a lot of news. They spent $22 million in total on the program, not $22 million a year. $22 million is like
much.
A gnat on a skyscraper. It's a joke compared to the defense budget of an admitted, what is it, $700 billion? I don't know what it is. It's anyway. So we think that what's going on here is finally a legitimate effort to let the cover-up go after all of these decades. We're going to watch this. If this is followed up with more revelations and more people revealing things that they like the Navy flyers you heard in that recording, we'll then, I think, be able to safely say that we are on a new pathway toward disclosure. And I think that may be coming. We will see, because remember, these were formal government releases of information that I found to be quite intriguing. Not in and of what they said, because what they released is a joke. They've known all about this phenomenon for 75 or 80 years. They know everything about it. They've got enough gun camera footage to stretch it out to the moon and back probably several times over. So releasing one piece of film or video with one little conversation between two pilots watching this thing doesn't turn the whole game around, but it's an interesting step, so we will watch.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt there's something going on. I mean, the evidence in an honest manner, we'll see that. But have you gone as far as contact? I mean, has that happened?
I think there's no question about it. None. Zero. And I think the contact, unfortunately, in many cases, has been between our rotten government, world globalism, and off-planet intelligence. Who are they going to contact? Me or you or some banker in the city of London? Or who knows? Deutsche Bank, whatever, Brussels. Most likely they'll go to what they perceive to be the leadership of the planet. Now, that doesn't mean that there haven't been untold thousands or tens of thousands of contactees and abductees? Yes, absolutely. But I think that there are multiple different races of intelligent beings coming here and interacting to one degree or another. And I think this is old, old news.
Yeah, well, I did some work on this back in the late 90s. We played some reversals on your show, if you remember back that far.
Time to revisit that. Maybe we should, when you get a chance.
We should do a show on that. Yeah, and there was clearly congruent reversals going on. There was something happening. And, you know, I would, remember one government whistleblower, or a couple of them, Philip Corso being one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We're all telling congruent stories. So, yeah, clearly something's going on. And anyway, I haven't done any more work on it since the late.
Time to go back to that. Let's do that.
Wouldn't mind revisiting that. Yeah, all right. Okay, so here's Luis Elizondo. Here's the forwards.
Well, I think we always have a good degree of healthy apprehension when we see something that for the first time.
And here it says, and it must cease.
And it must cease.
And it must cease.
Apprehension when we see something.
Oops, sorry. We'll do that again.
And it must cease.
Yes.
And it must cease.
So what must cease?
Play the forward, and I think I have an idea what might fit. Play it again, will you please?
So here's the forwards.
Well, I think we always have a good degree of healthy apprehension when we see something that for the first time.
Oh, maybe
we always have a degree of healthy apprehension. Healthy apprehension when we see something for the first time. Okay, and now he says in reverse.
And it must cease.
And it must cease.
And it must cease.
And I think he might be saying, it's time for the apprehension, which means fear, essentially,
to
stop. And how do you stop the healthy apprehension? You do it by telling the truth. You reveal what's really going on. Maybe he's talking about disclosure. Maybe.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, I agree. That's how I read the reversal, too. Yeah. The apprehension must cease. It's time to...
Get real about it. Yes, deal with it as an intelligent people with a legitimate phenomena and face the fact or welcome the fact that we are not alone, we've never been alone, and we never will be alone in the galaxy or the universe.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Well, I hope it happens in my lifetime. I'd like to go and visit Alpha Centauri. All right. So here's the next one forwards.
We rather let the data drive the conclusions, vice our opinions and our bias drive the data, if that makes sense.
Oh, what a good statement to make forwards. Wow. Gee whiz. And I see a method.
I see a method.
I see a method.
Ah. Yes.
I see a method. All right.
Play it again. Play the forward again, David, please. That's good.
Yeah, because the forward's significant. So here's the forwards.
We rather let the data drive the conclusions, vice our opinions and our bias drive the data, if that makes sense.
Oh, what a brilliant statement to make. We'd rather see the data drive the conclusions rather than opinions drive the data.
Right. In other words, it's time for the truth.
That's right. I see a method. This is how it'll happen. I see a method. This is what we must do. This is reversal.
Mexican method.
Mexican method. Mexican method.
So he's been totally congruent, this guy, okay? So what he's saying is forwards is the truth. So there we go.
Absolutely. I think this augurs well for the concept that there may be disclosure in the works now, a major disclosure. It's going to be done in stages. And we'll see. But I think that backs it up.
I think you're right. Yep. Okay.
Now, there's one thing that needs to be taken into account, and that's the... How do I say this? The rather primitive response to people who see things that they don't have anything in their conscious mind to compare it to. Now, this was most recently, I think, it's kind of sad, but it happens. They had that SpaceX rocket launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base. Did you see the pictures?
Well, which
they
one?
They won a week and a half ago or something, a week ago.
Oh, no, we didn't see that.
All right, well, it was a big deal, and I'm going to put the whole video of the entire launch up tonight. But it was done at sundown, sun had set, but the rocket, as it went up higher, went into the sunlight that was still coming up over the edge of the curved Earth, not the flat Earth. And you could see the whole thing, and as the first stage fell away, you could see the first stage slowly tumbling back down as a light. It was still ignited. But the second stage went off into the ionosphere and then out into space. And the higher it goes, the less resistance there is by way of atmosphere to the exhaust gases coming out of the funnel in the back, the nozzle, they call it. So the gases come out and they spread very quickly. They look like almost a vapor rather than a solid rocket fuel exhaust stream, which you see when the rocket is just lifting off. And for the first 20 miles or so up, it's a solid, thick cloud of plume of smoke. Then after that, you'll see a stage separation, and the thing is going like a bat out of hell at that time. And then the second or third stage takes over, whichever that rocket uses. I don't know if it's a three-stage or not. And then the exhaust, of course, begins to spread out almost like a fairy mist. It's very pretty. This was an extraordinary sight, and I'll send you the video of it. But people reacted to that in a very unfortunate way. There were countless calls to law enforcement, people in fear. Are we being invaded by aliens? Is this something to do with North Korea? What is this? And there were some celebrities who even wrote on their Twitter accounts, please tell me what's happening over Los Angeles. Now, this is doubly dumb because Vandenberg has been the site of thousands probably of launches over the decades. I've seen hundreds of them, many of them exactly like the one you see in the video, or you will see in the video. They're very common. They even announced the launch in advance, and yet people, they aren't informed, and they just don't think. Some of them, I mean, we've seen this thing. These launches can be viewed from as far away as Arizona. They're that high. And it's something that should have been immediately understood by people, but they reacted with fear, as if there might be an invasion, an ET invasion underway. Now, so this is what the government has been worried about, I think, for a long time, that the people would panic. I think you folks listening would never panic. You'd probably yawn, most of you. But the rank and file so-called sheep will panic if they were to stage a fake ET invasion by flying a few ships over a major city, making threats, whatever. People would panic instantly, easily controlled by the mainstream media. So that's the point, that it's time. They can't keep this cover-up going forever. It's got to end, and I think now maybe someone has decided to let the cat out of the bag, although the cat's been out of the bag forever. We've got so much information. Anyway, I'll stop talking there, but I think that's what's going on. So Elizondo proves it to me.
Yeah, reversals are totally congruent. Well, that's fascinating. Yeah, we need to revisit all of that stuff. All right. Moving on down
play,
the line.
Play Elizondo one more time, will you please? That was
which
really
one?
Important.
Both of them?
Just to say. Well, okay, go ahead and play both. But play whichever one you want, but play the second one for sure.
Okay, well, here's the second one. So my mouse is jumping. Okay, here we go.
We rather let the data drive the conclusions, vice our opinions and our bias drive the data, if that makes sense.
See, there you go. Our opinions and our bias, that's the cover-up. That's the lie factor. That's the deceit and deception. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I agree.
He'd rather let the facts speak for themselves. In other words, tell the truth. Let's let this thing go. It is what it is. Now, in reverse, go ahead.
And I see a method. No, sorry, I see a method.
I see a method.
I see a method.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is why it should be done. This is why we must do it. I see a method. You know, let the facts speak for themselves. So, and then he says, next one forwards.
Well, I think we always have a good degree of healthy apprehension when we see something that for the first time.
And it must cease.
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 No more apprehension. No more fear. Time to get over that.
Exactly right. Yep, exactly right.
Well done. Good job.
Yeah, well, thank Naomi and Ken for that.
Thank you, Naomi, for jumping. I just suggested that to David today, and you got right on it, so thank you.
Yes, you did a good job. All right, here's McCain talking about Russia hacking the election.
There's so many questions out there that we, first of all, need to understand the parameters of what's happened here. And so I would hold off and wait and see what happens.
And in the past over.
In the past over.
Oh, yeah.
In the past over. In the past over.
You know, I should point out, I actually love the American accent. I said past, which is my Aussie accent, and he said past.
In the past over.
The American way.
In the past over.
Yeah.
I heard a reversal on a client of mine, American client of mine, just last week. Said the let's find the battery. Said in a nice American accent. I say battery. She said battery, which is the American.
So you reverse it from three syllables to two.
You say battery.
It's spelled battery. Okay, got it.
Battery, yeah. Yeah, we pronounce it wrong. Same as aluminum and aluminium. All these different, you know, we say aluminium.
Well, aluminium puts an I after the second N. It's actually an added vowel.
Is. Yeah, there's a story about that. There was a conference years ago where they were trying to work out how to pronounce it. America went one way and Australia went another way, or the British went another way. I don't know. I can't remember now. His state legislator, Mike Boast, whoever he is, having a meltdown.
Now we passed rules that stop each one of us. Enough! I feel like somebody trying to be released from Egypt. Let my people go! My God, they sent me here to vote for them! They sent me here to vote for them, to argue for them! But I'm trapped! I'm trapped by rules that have been forced down our throats!
He says, don't I choke?
Don't I choke?
That's funny.
Don't I choke?
He's choking his own words.
Don't I choke?
He sure does. That is funny.
That is funny. And here he is again. Oh, this is an interesting one.
Now we pass rules!
Oh, it's the same forward. Same forward. And here he says, forgive us, Hillary.
Forgive us, Hillary.
I guess he's a Democrat.
Forgive us, Hillary.
Got a heck of an accent somehow in reverse there, too.
Yeah, oh, that's a strange one. All right, here we have... Oh, here we have a long one that's actually here. I'm normally very leery about long ones. This is Susan Rice.
We'll be meeting with Foreign Minister Zarif. That channel that we had when Secretary Kerry spoke frequently with Foreign Minister Zarif was very useful for a variety of issues beyond the nuclear issue.
Don't know what she's talking about. Fear as you send him off, and it ain't evil.
Fear resisting him off, and it ain't evil.
Fear resisting him off, and it ain't evil.
Long one.
Fear resisting him off, and it ain't evil.
That's all there, but I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means either. Took the words right out of my mouth. It's all there. Anyway, she's talking about John Kerry. John Kerry's gone, of course. And here she's talking about the Iran deal.
Let's remember where we began with the Iran nuclear deal. Some years ago, the biggest threat that we perceived from Iran, the biggest threat that Israel and our allies in the Gulf perceived from Iran, was that it had the potential to acquire and deliver a nuclear weapon.
And she says, her villain.
Her villain.
Well, that's a congruent reversal. Talking about Iran being the villain, I guess. So that's nice and congruent. And here we have, it's an interesting one. Talking about, says Trump's UN speech was over the top.
Objective analysis. But we could begin a process of dialogue.
Huh, no, that's obviously not the Fords. And he says, and they could nuke you.
And they could nuke you.
Wow.
Who
would
talking about North Korea, apparently.
I would say so. Yeah, well, all the rifle we've ever heard on nukes on Trump in North Korea.
Right.
Well, there we have the end of the hour. Okay.
Yeah, we have time for one more if you want to put one in.
Here we have Trump on the Las Vegas shooting.
America is praying for you, and America is praying for all of the victims of this terrible shooting.
And see crime in a wave.
See crime in a wave.
See crime in a wave.
Wave of crime.
See crime in a wave.
Was more to come. The New York vehicular slaughter of those people, then the Texas church shooting right afterward, and presto, Las Vegas was no longer in the news.
Yeah, interesting. Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
Kicked it right out. Never happened.
Yep. I'll be bothered.
Yeah.
All right.
David, thank you. That was excellent. And Elizondo's reversals are extraordinary and very important. And let's have a close look. If there is another statement by him, we can grab anywhere. Maybe Naomi could take a look at that for the next program. This is a big thing. So let's maybe you can go back to your earlier reversals about the ET UFO question. We can play those next time, too.
Pull them out. Sure. We can do that. Revisit some oldies.
Sure. Very good. All right. Happy New Year, David.
Same to you, too, sir. We'll speak to you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Thanks. David John Oates and the amazing world of reverse speech. Remember, all those syllables are there. They're all there, or he didn't use them. Okay. Back with Frosty coming up next.